Good day, I'm Anjue James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, February 6. Coming up, commitment to fiscal discipline spurs Jamaica's upgraded Fitch ranking. Stopover arrivals increase by 6.7%, and government saves $150 million on the Energy Security and Efficiency Enhancement Project. The news in detail after the break.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old, the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5581 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
Now the news. Finance and the Public Service Minister Audley Shaw says the government's commitment to fiscal discipline and macroeconomic stability is the primary reason for the country's upgrade from stable to positive by international rating agency Fitch. Mr. Shaw says the upgrade follows key macroeconomic improvements, including the reduction in unemployment to a 10-year low at 10.3%, as well as the steady revaluation of the Jamaican dollar.
When you look at what's happening, the tourism sector is virtually at an unprecedented level. We're targeting 14,000 new hotel rooms over a 3 to 4 year period, adding 30% to our stock of rooms. Equally, we have the growth in the business process outsourcing sector. If you're looking across the city of Kingston, for the first time in a long time, cranes are up in the air.
Mr. Shaw adds that the debt-to-gross domestic product GDP ratio is poised for further reduction and is expected to close the 2017-18 fiscal year below 105%. Provisional data from the Tourism Ministry is showing that stopover arrivals increased by 6.7% for the first 28 days of the year compared to the same period last year. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says for the period January 1 to 28, Jamaica recorded 172,380 stopover arrivals.
And interestingly, the period during the state of emergency, we had an average of 7.6% growth during that period. Now, this is not to say, of course, that there wasn't skittishness. This is not to say that there isn't concern. What this is to say, however, is that the strength of the destination and the fact that people have known that Jamaica is a safe and secure destination have bled over into a positive response to their vacation.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley is reporting that the government saved $150 million last year through the Energy Security and Efficiency Enhancement Project, ESEEP. ESEEP aims to promote private sector investment in the energy sector by updating the regulatory framework, preparing projects for investment decisions, and increasing the contribution of renewable energy in electricity. The minister says the country is immediately seeing the results of the project as more energy-efficient techniques are being practiced.
And what that does, it frees up that money that for it to be used for other programs, whether it's the social programs or whether it is to offset other expenses within government. And so we want to use the opportunity to encourage Jamaicans to practice energy efficiency.
Minister Wheatley was speaking at the recent award of prizes for the Energy Matters competition. And the Veterinary Services Diagnostic Laboratory, VSDL, in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, has been accredited to carry out tests on fish for the export market. The certification, obtained from the Jamaica National Agency for Accreditation, JANAC, now allows the VSDL to conduct two tests for heavy metals in the biological tissues of fish and for amnesic shellfish toxins in fishery products. Senior Veterinary Officer Dr. Wintorf Marston says the certification will enable the laboratory to provide fisheries products that are of international standards while also boosting the country's foreign exchange earnings.
It is the first that the Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory will be certified or accredited, and we have never been internationally certified. We are more than excited and looking forward to have more certification done.
Dr. Marston was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says the laboratory will be working towards expanding the scope of accredited tests by the end of the year. That was JIS News. I'm Anjue James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.